That is brand new music from Ed Sheeran and Shivers on Today FM. It is 10:33. Allison Curtis with you, Weekend Breakfast. Now, my next guest is well known. She's a coach on Ireland's Fittest Family, and she's an all-star and all-Ireland winning Cork Camogie legend. And she is now commanding Instagram, and I absolutely love it. She is one of my top five people to follow there. I get a lot of inspiration from her, and it is Anna Geary. How are you, Anna?
Thank you, Alison, for the introduction and for having me on. Oh my God, I'll ask everybody to introduce me like that going forward. Thank you.
like you need an introduction. We'll come to the Instagram stuff because I think it is actually really important. But the reason why, one of the reasons why we're chatting is you, along with a few other familiar faces, are ambassadors to Repack Team Green. And Lenny said, my producer said that the picture looks like the Avengers. And he's like, which one is Anna in the Avengers?
Yes! Exactly. That's exactly what we're going for. Now, when I saw the picture, I immediately thought Anchorman for anybody that is a big fan of Anchorman. I was like, can I be Ron Burgundy? The thing about it is that like it's a team involvement. That's what I love. But I suppose, like you said, I'm involved in team sports all my life. And I love this aspect that everybody's in it together. So like Repack Team Green, like even the initiative itself, it's about creating awareness that everybody can do their bit to be best practice recycler. And sometimes you'll hear recycling and think, oh God, oh, you know, people can think it's boring, but like it's something that is involved like in everything that we do. I mean, it's important for every single person to take notice of it. Younger people, I'm sure you find that they're so clued in. Mm-hmm. They're so aware of school, what we can and can't recycle. And I suppose as adults, we kind of need to catch up. And with Repack Team Green, the whole idea is create that awareness, give the education and give the support to help people. So on their website, you can sign up and be a part of our team. And all that means is that you're pledging to just be better at recycling, to learn the tips, to take on the tools. And at repack.ie, you just go /Team Green. You just sign up there. In September, they announced that you can now put all your plastics in the recycling bin. So your rigid plastics, for people that don't know, you know, the things that when you scrunch them, that they don't lose their shape, like a plastic bottle or a punnet of strawberries. Whereas now you can put the soft plastic. So if you can scrunch it in your hand, like a bread wrapper or your salad bags, put all that in the recycling bin now once it's clean, dry and loose. And like even people, when this came out, people saying, oh my God, like, this is great. Now I know. And like once you know, you're much more likely to do it. But often it's the confusion of not knowing.
Yes.
I think that's why being part of the team then is just about giving that little bit of awareness, giving that little bit of knowledge.
So listen, Anna, you have built up a massive following. We were just talking about lockdown off air as well. Mm. And, you know, everybody found themselves at a loss, as in the daily routine was gone and they didn't really know how to fill the time. And certainly, you know, in certain professions as well, the entertainment industry, everything, people are like, what are we meant to do? But yeah, you've amassed a huge following there. 125,000 people, which is brilliant. I'm just trying to get to 20, Anna. That's amazing. At Anna G. Cork. And one of the things that you did do, and I'm speaking honestly about this, is your workouts. I followed a few people for those, for home workouts, but whatever you did with yours, I was gravitated to you and then only started copying you, basically.
First of all, thank you for joining. It's always great. I always felt that it was nice when I was working out to feel other people were working out with me, you know, because when you're in a class, that's why you go to a class, to get for that team environment, for that moral support. Nearly when you're tired and you want to do the last burpee, you'll look to the left, to the right of you, and somebody will be doing it and you'll do it as well. And I suppose with the live workouts, they kind of happened by accident, to be honest, Alison. I started putting up a few videos and people were saying, would you ever think of doing online classes? And I'm a qualified personal trainer. So I felt, well, I can do it. And I suppose that's important, that, you know, credibility wise, that you're following people that aren't just deciding, okay, yeah, I'm going to do this. Like I would never give nutritional content advice because I'm not qualified in that area. So I said, you know what, I'll put it out there and see if people like it. And what I'm always aware of is when it comes to exercise, depending on your mood, depending on your energy levels, whether you've slept the night before, you may or may not be in the mood to do the hardest workout of your life, you know? And I suppose it's making sure that you cater for everybody. So I try to give alternatives to exercises that, you know, when people might have been injured or maybe easing themselves back into exercise, so that sense of accomplishment always came regardless of how hard you pushed yourself. And I'm really flattered that you said that, because I was really mindful of, I could be, you know, somebody could be joining the class that's an 18-year-old that exercise 5 times a week as part of a sports team, but equally a 50-year-old that maybe has fallen off the wagon of exercise and wants to step back into it. So I was conscious that there was loads of different people that could be joining, and I wanted everyone to have a bit of crack.
But Anna, I think you can, I think that's the nail on the head. I think that's why I was drawn to it, because I wouldn't be the fittest I've been in my life at the moment. And also, as you say, there are days where you're so tired, and like, I just dropped my daughter to school and I come home and I was like, but then I just logged on. I was like, you know, this is like a 20 minute burst or a 15 minute burst, and you get energy from it and you feel so much better about it. Something else, Anna, that is something we've talked about a bit on our show and something I think about quite a bit as well is, you know, talking about girls joining sport, and I suppose because my daughter who's 10 just joined a football team in Marino in Dublin, and she's really loving it, and seeing the transformation in her is so good. But you know, your documentary on why girls quit sport and that whole, that kind of gateway age where they seem to drop off, and we just don't want that for our daughters and our sisters and our friends. We want them to keep at it.
Yeah, I mean, because I suppose, again, I've grown up where sport has played a massive part in my life. And when I think back in my career, it's not about the medals and the trophies and the successes. It's about what I've learned about me as a person, like my social skills, my communication skills, like even my self-esteem. And I suppose I was desperate for younger girls and boys to experience that too, because I suppose I'm guilty of as well, having played a top level sport, that sometimes we forget what sport is meant to be. And it is meant to be fun, and it is meant to be escape sometimes from, you know, the challenges of life. And you're meant to enjoy it and feel better in yourself physically and mentally. So it was a real passion project of mine, Alison. We started it pre-pandemic, and what was meant to be, you know, a 3 or 4 month project ended up almost being a year long project, because we had to try and, you know, like, I suppose, move our way through everything with all the restrictions and find ways to still bring this project to fruition. And seeing the girls and what they got out of it, not just the enjoyment, but that sense of security, where it was a non-judgmental environment where everyone felt like it's okay to make mistakes. Because sometimes I think younger people are so afraid that they have to be the best all the time.
Yeah.
And that, I'm sure Joan probably feels that too. It's about, to me, encouraging younger people to have a go. And if you know what, if you make 10 mistakes, go for the 11th. Go for the 11th try. And I was really conscious of creating that environment where nobody felt humiliated or uncomfortable. And it was just, we always had fun. Fun underpinned everything. Now, they were competitive, and when I challenged them, they always responded once there was an element of fun. And I think sometimes, particularly even for younger people, we forget the fun part.
Absolutely.
It's mentally serious. And I'm sure you found it with Gaelic From Others and others. Like, when you're having fun, you're going to perform better.
I'm actually loving it way more than I thought I was going to love it. And it's non-judgmental, as you say, and it is serious exercise, which is something like craving as well. It's absolutely brilliant. You put it so well, Anna, and I hope that even just, you know, younger people listening, you know, tweens, teens, you know, girls in particular, go, God, you know what, she is right, and definitely you're right, and to join a local team. And of course, Ireland's Fittest Family, that's a load of fun with our very own Mairead Ronan, and I could literally talk to you forever, Anna, but I'm not allowed to because I have to get to an ad break. But listen, thank you so much for your time this morning, and repack.ie Team Green, and I'll have you on again, absolutely, and we'll look more at that issue of girls in sport for sure. And thank you so much for your time this morning.
And thank you for having me on, and have a lovely weekend, everybody.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Weekend Breakfast with Alison Curtis
and Capri. There's a glass and a half in every bit.